Hi, it's Alex. Today's Friday, May 29th. Let's just say it's been a long day or so. I'm not supposed to be the one talking to you. This is Remy's show, and she... Before I tell you what's going on, Remy recorded a bunch of shoutouts in advance in case she wasn't here to give them, so here you go.
Hey, quarantiners. Remy coming to you from who knows where. Oh, it's me, but it's not me. Or it was me, but I'm not there. I'm here. Well, you're here, but I'm not. So, anyway, shoutouts for May 29th. Happy birthday to Jacoby's mom in Houston, Texas, and to Emmett in Middletown, Delaware. Peyton turns 14 today, and Kyle is 13, and Charlotte turns 11. Hi to her sister, Addison. Teachers shoutouts to Miss Contreras at Cardenas Elementary, Miss Schuler's 5th grade in Simpsonville, South Carolina, and Arouche and all of St. Nicholas Cathedral School.
Okay, I'm back. Let's see, where to start? Recap, I guess. As you know, Remy was worried about Rem, so she went through the gate. Meanwhile, Gabriel Augustine was worried about whatever he was worried about, so he and his people showed up while we were getting ice cream, and somehow they get ready to close the gate down. Only Uncle Gabriel didn't know Remy was already on the other side, so now she's there, and so far we've found no way to get to her or even get in touch with her. Mr. Augustine is MIA. This is what happens when you dial his phone number.
This number has been disconnected.
He closed the gate and he moved on. My mom and dad are not happy. I think they kind of blame me since Remy is 12 and I'm 15. I'm supposed to be the responsible one. I kind of blame myself too, but if you've listened to this podcast, you know that I probably couldn't have stopped Remy even if I wanted to. So now the gate is closed and so is the connection to the other side. I miss her, and I really don't know what to do, so I'm gonna see if Mom's colleague Jeff has any ideas. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Alex. You doing okay?
Not really. Were you able to look into that stuff I sent you about the gate?
I was, but I have to warn you, everything I found was mostly rumor and word of mouth.
But that's what you said about the tunnel in our basement, too.
Good point. So here's what I've got. The first known reports of something resembling the gate in the Pine Barrens were from around the time of the Revolutionary War.
Remy found that coin.
Exactly. And it seems as if the rumors of the strange portal pop up again about every 40 years.
You mean the gate only opens once every 40 years?
Maybe. But these stories aren't confined to Pine Hollow or even to New Jersey. For all we know, there could be gates opening in all sorts of places.
Do you think we can find one that might still be open?
I can look into it, but honestly, Alex, they might not all lead to the same place.
Hey, I've moved to the tunnel. I don't know why, but I guess I'm just hoping that Remy knows I'm here, somehow. Hoping that maybe the Augustine on the other side of the gate, or Xander or Rem's mom, will find a way to open the gate back up. Wait, I think I hear something. But it's not coming from the gate was. It sounds like it's down the other branch of the tunnel. Okay, I'm gonna keep my phone recording, but I don't know how far this goes. Well, I've been walking for a while now, like maybe 10 minutes. Pretty much out of yarn. This other branch of the tunnel goes far, like really far. Someone's down here. Hello? Remy, is that you?
Alex?
Remy! Remy, it's you. We thought you were stuck over there.
It's not Remy, it's me.
Rem?
Looks like I'm stuck too.